This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Be careful who you call an icon. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Nancy Pelosi referred to John Conyers as an icon. This isn't news. No, that part's not news. You know that. But here's what I'll tell you about these icons of the left. If you want to know what the left really stands for, look no further than the people they call their icons. John Conyers is an icon to Nancy Pelosi. Now he's embroiled in a sex scandal where he used taxpayer money to pay off his accuser. For Democrats, people, that is a scandal of idol proportion. Why not make him an idol? He not only indulged himself sexually with some other woman. Remember, he sponsored the Violence Against Women's Act. But not only did he do that, he took your money to pay her off. That is what Democrats do. He is indeed an icon. Let's even make him an idol. He held a powerful position on Capitol Hill as the top Democrat on the Judiciary Committee for a decade, and he's been sexually harassing women. He's risen to almost the top of his field, and he's a lecherous old fool. I'm so glad you're with me today. I love talking about these clowns, these morons, and they think of themselves as the intellectuals. They think of themselves as better than we because, I don't know, they went to Harvard or Princeton or they make more money than we do. Let me tell you what they've done, people. They have stacked the deck against you. They have made you believe that their identities are bigger and badder than yours. Better than yours, in fact. And the reason is they glorify their schools. They glorify their credentials. They even glorify their lecherous people. Just stop and think about that for a second. They glorify themselves in every way. They throw parties to talk about how great they are. Awards dinners over. We're just wonderful. Let's the 25th annual greatest congressperson, greatest leftist Democrat Congress award. How many of those awards have you gone to? You as an ordinary citizen. Let me ask you this. And you know, you've seen my body of work. You listen to my show. You know what I do. How many awards, I'm talking about Republican, Democrat, or any other, how many do you think I've gotten recognizing my body of work? Zero. I'll just answer for you. And here's the here's what's interesting about it. You know me 8-9 years ago. You didn't know me. I went from being an obscure management consultant to being somebody who is nationally known, and I've received not a single award. Now, I'm not vying for one. I'm just saying that, you know, I don't put a whole lot into them because all they end up doing is sort of inflating your ego about something. But if you are going to give somebody an award, it would be, how about up-and-comer, fastest known, blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I'm not going to, you know, try to help people into figuring these things out. But what I will tell you is I've watched how the left do things, and it's a cycle that creates a bigger environment than what it is. And I've used Hollywood as an example of a bunch of people who make a ton of money to go out and play fake people. Then they go, hey, you know what? We should give ourselves awards of who plays other people the best. So then they do that. And then suddenly that award has more meaning in terms of how much money you get. Before you win an Emmy, an Emmy or an Oscar, you're just kind of a middle-of-the-road person. But the minute you win that, then suddenly you're an Academy Award winner. It means something. You're a Tony winner. So, boop. Your dollars jump up. Now, you could say, well, De Niro's a great actor. People go see him because of his acting. He gets awards, which means, to put it to you this way, take away all De Niro's awards. He's still a great actor. If you go see a film, you'll go, I like that guy, De Niro. Now, I'm not saying that they shouldn't honor him in some way. I don't know. I'm not trying to tell people not to. I know when I was in sales, I certainly liked getting my Salesman of the Year award, but it was based on something. It was based on a number. Kevin hit quota. Everybody who hits quota gets this. How about this? Every actor whose movie makes money, doesn't lose money, they get this award. Every actor who makes this much money gets this, you know, whose films really become blockbusters get this many awards. Actors who, you know, are only making money in stand-in roles or what, I don't know. There could be a lot of things, but it doesn't have to be, you win an Academy Award because you're such a dramatic actor. No, your films have to make money. How many films do you know that were box office bust? But they go, well, it didn't make as much money as this film, but we thought that the cinematography was amazing. Out of Africa, beat The Color Purple. I don't know why one won over the other. I don't know how much money one made over the other, but I know this. Most of the people that I know that saw Out of Africa went, whatever. If you saw The Color Purple, that was an amazing film. Now, they were said to be snubbing Spielberg. Really? So your award has a snub factor. Then why is it an award? Leonardo DiCaprio hadn't won an Oscar for a long time. The big thing before he won was, will Leonardo win this year? Will Leonardo win this year? He's a great actor. But you know what? Had he not won, he just won recently, it wouldn't have mattered because we still go see him because he is a good actor. So they give themselves awards. He's making good money. He didn't need the award. It became almost superficial, like, well, okay, Leonardo got an award. Big deal. But he needed it. He wanted it. And then what's he do when he gets up there? Global climate change is an amazing thing, and we've got to address global climate change. Just tell you, man, their icons are amazing to me. Don't be surprised if you learn that Leonardo, you know, fathered some African lady's baby and he doesn't want to pay for the thing, or Clooney did it, or Matt Damon did it, or whatever. They're lecherous people, and they make them into icons, and they've made Conyers into an icon. And now what do we have? We have a second person that's come out and said, no, he's a groper, a total groper. You got Franken who says, I know there are no words that can make you understand how sad I am about this. No, because your actions speak louder than your words, Al Franken. They're lecherous people. We're going to tell you about some things with the left and the fact, the reason why they don't want you to know who they are, which we're calling this particular episode Identity Thieves. But we're going to tell you a lot about them. We've already had an hour under our belt. We got another one coming up. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Program. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I gotta tell you, I love how Donald Trump handles his business. KJRadio.com is how we handle our business. 844-551-8255. So, Pelosi and Schumer were scheduled for a meeting at the White House. Now, here's before we get into that, let me just say this. So, Donald Trump has a meeting with Pelosi and those guys, and they hate him. And then he fights against the Republicans on some certain things, and he nuzzles up with the Democrats, and they're glad to get it done because they think, oh, we're going to get him to come over our way. Yeah. So Schumer and those guys are all buddy-buddy saying, you know, at least he's reaching out, whatever. Then the Republicans start coming back going, well, hold on a minute. You know, don't go befriending them when there's things for us to do. So you have this back and forth going on, and nobody knows on either side what Donald Trump is going to do. This is why this guy is truly genius in these negotiations. He's genius. And I'm saying this not, you know, as a, you know, this dreamy eyed, oh my God, look at Donald Trump. I'm just telling you, I'm watching this from a from an outsider perspective. I'm not a layman by any means, but an outsider perspective. I almost said layman. But you're looking at me like I'm crazy. I almost said it, but I didn't say it. I was trying to look for the right word. But from an outside perspective, looking at Donald Trump do what he does, he's completely noncommittal. The only thing that should give anybody a good feeling in any of this stuff, and I'm talking conservatives too, is that we know Donald Trump wants to do what's best for the country. That is my only thing, because you cannot predict this dude. You can't. He says something nice about you. Next thing you know, you're on blast on Twitter. He's like, bam, bam, Kevin Jackson, take that. Knee, you know, an elbow to the crotch. And then 2 minutes later, he's picking you up going, yeah, Kev, hey, so you all right? You all right? You okay? Feel like, you know, this mafioso dude that's like, you know, don't kill him. Just, you know, just hurt him. Let him know we're there, you know, blah, blah, blah. Get him back, you know, but I don't want him dead, okay? Okay. Okay, boss. So he's roughing these people up. He's picking them up. He's brushing them off. He's roughing them up again. They don't know which way to look. And I love it. So Pelosi and Schumer get mad at Trump because of some tweets, and they cancel the meeting. We're canceling. We're not going to show up. So Ann Coulter tweets, Schumer and Pelosi represented at today's White House meeting by empty chairs, same as if they'd been there, which makes me love Ann Coulter. I don't always agree with her, and many times I've been mad at her, especially when she went after Trump when he, you know, post-election. I don't know what her feelings are now, and Ann is, in a strange way, a very good marketer, knows what to do with what she's doing. And by the way, one of the most brilliant thinkers out there, whether you like her stuff or not, she's a brilliant thinker. But she tweets that, I'm cracking up, because what do Pelosi and Schumer think they're going to solve? What do they anticipate happening? Let me just go ahead and break it down for you, conservatives. Donald Trump will get his tax bill. Donald Trump will kill Obamacare. Donald Trump, and it isn't that he's like, he's a dictator. He's getting everything he wants. He's getting the sanity back into politics. We're going to discuss the CFPB. I think I called it CFPB earlier, but CFPB, which is this Consumer Fraud Protection Bureau, no, not the donkey, but the actual agency. And when you hear what I have to tell you about this agency, it's going to blow your mind, okay? What these guys have gotten away with, we've alluded to it in the past, so we'll be talking about that. But these big babies on the left crack me up. What do they think? They think we don't understand what's going on. Look, the only thing Pelosi and Schumer want is they want something that's going to take your money. It's going to fleece you. It's going to go to their constituents, and they're going to look good. That's their negotiation tactic, pure and simple. And Trump's, luckily, he says, I'm for truth. I'm going to make sure the American people benefit in whatever it is that we do. You don't want to show up? Fine. I'm going to get it done. And what's he do? Partisan, right down the line, tax cuts, goes through the Senate, the committee that it needed to get through, on partisan lines, but the Republicans had the numbers. So it went through. It's going to go through. Schumer and Pelosi are going to get scraps on the table at best, and we're going to pretty much be happy. Now, I'm not happy with the tax bill, because it rules out states that have income taxes. We can't deduct those income taxes off of our federal income taxes. But what it is it's a correction. And I understand the end game. I should be mad about that. I'm in a state, taxed in a state that has a state income tax. I should be mad. But I'm not. Because what he's doing is he's saying to the states, you have been using that as leverage in order, saying, okay, well, we're taxing you, but you write it off of your federal income tax, so you're getting it back there. And he's saying, no, you're not going to use that as leverage on your people in your state, because what is the end game for the state? How high can they go? Federal taxes are now at 39.4% or whatever it is. What could a state do? A state could say, you know what, let's go to 20%. I think the highest state income tax I'm aware of, I think it's 8%. But what if it goes to 12? What if it goes to 20? There is no limit. As long as you can deduct it from the Fed, the states go, look, you can deduct it from the Fed, so who cares? That's not doing the consumer any good. It's not doing the economy any good. So he's wrangling in the states with that. That's why it's so smart. Anyway, I'm willing to sacrifice that for the time being because it'll force the states to have to deal with this issue from a revenue perspective. And the states will look at, if they're smart, they'll say more money in the hands of our producers is going to spur better for the state. Just for the record, states without income tax do better than states that have income taxes. Look at the dichotomy between Texas and California, and it is couldn't be more clear. Look at the dichotomy between Texas and New York, and it couldn't be more clear. These states that tax the crap out of their people end up ultimately killing themselves, whether it's a minimum wage hike, which is nothing more than a tax. It's such a detrimental tax because it affects the people that need it the most. The minute you raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, you cut the money to fixed income people. You cut the money that they earn in half. If the minimum wage is $7.50 and you raise the minimum wage to $15, everything just doubled except people on fixed incomes. So you end up hurting the people that you want to help. But do you think leftists care? No, we're going to give everybody a minimum wage. Oh, except the people that are going to get hurt the most, the women and children, the old people on fixed incomes. And oh, by the way, there will be no training ground for youngsters because nobody's going to hire them. So these are the things that we deal with, the insanity of the left. And the left, they, oh, I'm not going to show up at the White House because we're going to be dealing with real issues and we're going to be really impacting people with real legislation, things that work. But don't show up, empty chair.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Radio Show. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, talking about identity theft today on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com on demand 24/7 if you want to get the program, and of course you do, and you want to share it with your friends and your family, and also with those leftists, those wretched leftists. I hope you will share our program. And if you want, you can even call the show. In fact, you know what? Well, maybe we should do this now. A lady called the show, and she said to me that I'd gotten it wrong. Do you have that clip? Let's play her. Yeah, she says I got it wrong. So I want to see what she said.
Okay. I heard today you firmly and said that if somebody disagreed with you, well, you didn't care what they think. And I'm afraid I agree with you on this case, that if you don't agree with me, I guess I don't care what you think, at least on this one issue, which I've given a lot more thought than I ever had up till now, and have come to the obvious conclusion that it's males or men's obvious responsibility to protect women from unwanted pregnancies, and certainly not to if a woman becomes pregnant, to deny her constitutional rights to choose and be forced through law or guilt to have an not to have an abortion when she wants to end an unwanted pregnancy. And I further thought that what are these conservative men, you and all the rest, why are you on this anti-choice thing? And you know pro-life is just a synonym for that, trying to hide what it really is. Why are you, of all people, on to absolving men of responsibility that is so obviously theirs? I agree with you that a boy's first, objective in life is to become a man. And when you become a man, you assume responsibility, right? And this ought to be the top of the list. And yet you all of you conservative speakers on radio belong to the same church or the same religion or the same club or something, that you all say the same thing. You imply that women are slutty and call them murderers if they simply choose their own destiny in life. Whether they make a mistake is up to them. They will pay the price. The men that I knew, and I know I'm in a different era than you, but all the men that were attracted to me and vice versa, they they automatically assume their responsibility for protecting me from unwanted pregnancies if we had sex. And all of a sudden now it's the conservative men who are absolving men of all ages from being responsible. We don't have any immaculate conceptions here. It takes a man to make a woman pregnant. It's obvious that it's his responsibility. I can't believe that you guys don't know this or have taken this. If a church has given you this idea that Jesus or God demands that women have babies whether they want them or not, I just can't believe it. And yet it sounds that way. So I know you won't pay much attention to this, but I just thought I ought to give you my opinion. Okay, Kevin, I still look forward to listening to you. Over and out.
All right, everybody. So a lot to cover there, and I love this. I love that, number one, we have a young lady who wanted to give this show a call, 844-551-8255, and she voiced her opinion. And she said this: I've given this more thought than I ever have. I love that, because maybe I inspired her to do that. See, that's what my role is as a host of this show, is to give you some inspiration, some reason to think. And her contention is, it is men's, and she says, this is definitive. It is men's obvious responsibility to protect women from unwanted pregnancies. Now, I'm not going to guess at the age of this young lady, but she's from a different era. She admits that. And I don't believe things have changed with conservative men and what we want to do to, quote, protect women. See, here's the thing. Women are not forced into a relationship with men. Women have the freedom of choice. She seems to be a pro-choice person. She called us anti-choice. I'll get to that in a second. But women are not forced into relationships with men. I mean, we don't live in, you know, some Middle Eastern Muslim, you know, society, patriarchal dominated society that says you will marry your first cousin and you will give him 10 baby boys or whatever. Women make their choice. You can choose men of character or you can choose scoundrels. And you pretty much know how. Generally, you're looking around, you're looking at your father, your grandfather, you look for characters of inside of men that you want to be with that mimic the things that you say, this is what I want in a relationship. So you're not being forced. So why is it the responsibility of a man, I would ask this young lady, to pick who you should be with? Because given that logic, that's essentially what she's saying. Kevin, you need to pick my man for me. And then he can have responsibility. Because last time I checked, you pick your own dude. I don't think anybody, I mean, outside of a forced sexual relationship, I don't think anybody's forcing women to, you will go out at that club, meet a dude that drinks too much and has no responsibility, have unprotected sex with him, and then he's the one responsible. No, you're responsible to avoid that guy. But here's where it gets a little interesting to me. She says that being if you're not pro-choice, you're anti-choice. And I find that really interesting because, as I've said many times, I believe everybody is pro-choice. I also believe everybody is pro-life. And I would say to this young lady, whatever number of years she may have in life, she wants to finish it. And if I were to put a gun to her head and say, do you choose life right now or do I pull the trigger? She would choose life. Now, just because she doesn't choose life in the womb because of whatever circumstances were that created that life does not make her non-pro-life. She's just choosing the circumstances in which she's for life. If you're a thriving, you know, individual, she probably chooses life. If you're a ne'er-do-well, you know, who's, you know, bent on destruction of people in person, she might say, you know what, get rid of that fool. I know I'm that way. There are many people I go, that sucker doesn't deserve to live. Bundy? Gacy? Jeffrey Dahmer? So, look, but being non-pro-choice, the antonym of that is not anti-choice. because I'm definitely pro-choice. You can choose whatever you do. But she says, what we're doing on the right is we're absolving men of responsibility. Why? Because when a woman has an abortion, we're presuming she's a slut. That was her words, that women are slutty. I don't imply that. I do believe that the overwhelming majority of women who get abortions are women of ill repute. They aren't women that you go, oh, that's the person I want my son to marry. I know of a woman. My sister took me to a party. My sister says she's had 6 abortions. 6. I didn't even bother to ask by how many different guys. Now, I don't know what this young lady believes, but that to me is not the behavior of somebody who really takes what the idea of life seriously. But the second part of it is what got me. She says, we call women who get abortions murderers. Well, that may be an ugly word for her, but it is murder. It's pure and simple. I know when life begins, and I know if somebody sets out on taking it, that's what they're doing. Now, does it mean you're a bad person because you're a murderer? There are many murderers I respect. There are some murderers that I go, you know what? Congratulations for killing that fool. Battered women, people who've been abused in other ways and fight off their defenders or whatever. There are many murderers that are good murderers. So you don't take the word bad. It's just the word. It's a definition. But apparently what she's trying to say is old school men assume their responsibility. But the new school guys are absolving people of responsibility. And I absolutely disagree with her. I say guys like me, old school guys, we make a determination of who we want to have our children with, and we have them. And then we take care of them. I'm no Ray Ray with 14 different kids by 12 different baby mamas. See, that's an irresponsible person. Now, you could say, oh, Kevin, they should have aborted those. But I mean, we can go into all kinds of iterations of this, but all I'm telling you is conservative men are responsible. They choose their mates more carefully. I'm not telling you we're perfect. But we choose our mates more carefully, and our mates are more discerning for who they choose. But one thing's clear, there is no such thing as anti-choice. And if you are indeed pro-abortion, which is the real situation here, you are committing murder.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we had talked earlier about the Democrats not showing up. This would be Schumer and Pelosi not showing up to meet with the president. And who knows what that's really about. I said earlier that the Democrats have no vested interest in America, no vested interest in you. The only interest that they have 100% is in themselves. So we got this GOP tax overhaul. They, of course, Nancy and Chuck are mad because they aren't getting their piece. But in this thing, the Republicans essentially held together and they got this done. As one group wrote, Republicans held together and shoved their signature tax overhaul, a crucial step ahead Tuesday, as wavering GOP senators showed a growing openness. Now, I want to talk about that for just a second, the growing openness of these GOP senators, because I want you to know, you've got Flake, who's flaked out. You've got Corker, who's flaked out. You've got John McCain, the maverick, who's been flaked out. Brain damage of McCain. And you've got others like Murkowski and a few others that are rhino senators. They've been rhinos from the day we've known them. And suddenly, the Republicans held together. Now, they go on to say this, but its fate remained uncertain, and a planned White House summit aimed at averting a government shutdown was derailed when President Trump savaged Democrats and declared on Twitter, "I don't see a deal." So that's what derailed Nancy and Chuck. They're like, well, if he doesn't see a deal and he's going to tweet about it, then we're going to, you know, we're not going to meet and vote. And President Trump's like, fine. He tweeted about it. What's funny is he uses Twitter to say, they're coming here, but nothing's going to happen. Unless they come here with a different agenda, nothing's going to happen. So they don't show up. Well, what does that do? Let me tell you what happens with executives. This is what executives do. They are not going to waste their time. Donald Trump's a billionaire. He's been doing business for a long time. If you watch high-powered people, what they tell you is how much time you get. Kevin, you've got 30 seconds. Go. You think they're kidding? I've been in those meetings. When I sold IT services and management consulting services, let me tell you something. When a CEO of a multinational company lets you sit in his office, his administrative assistant has said, I'll get you on his schedule for 10 minutes. If you think you've got 11, you are out of your mind. The only way you get 11 minutes is if he's intrigued. Your presentation better be, sir, thank you for taking the time. Boom. And you hit it. And it probably, honestly, by the 45-second mark, you better be on point. Because a 10-minute meeting can turn into a 2-minute meeting quick. So what Donald Trump does is you could say, well, he's got administrative assistants. He does, but he's not using them for that. He's using Twitter as his administrative assistant. If you're coming here with an agenda that differs from this, I don't have time for you. So when Pelosi and Schumer go, well, we're not going to show up, great. You just gave me back some time. So now I get to work on other things, and I've got plenty to work on. Because you know what? I inherited a mess. It's funny that Donald Trump, he knows what he's gotten into, and he has yet to utter, other than saying, Barack Obama left a mess, but I'm cleaning it up. The implication is always, I'm cleaning it up. With Barack Obama, it was, they left a mess. What do you expect me to do? Think about the difference in that mentality. Donald Trump's going, I got a mess. But, you know, that's why he's gone. That's why I'm here. I'm cleaning it up. I'm cleaning up trade. I'm cleaning up immigration. I'm cleaning up refugee resettlement. I'm cleaning up the idea of you being safe in America. I'm cleaning up creating real jobs, not BS phony numbers jobs. I'm cleaning up bringing companies back here that want to, you know, believe in American ingenuity. I'm cleaning it up. I'm not complaining about it. That's what I do. I love it. I think about it this way. When Donald Trump goes to the White House at night, when he's resting in his bed, he's thinking to himself, I can't wait to get up in the morning and tackle my next set of issues. But let me tell you, Barack Obama was the most scared dude on the planet when he sat in that room wherever he slept. And, you know, Michelle probably slept in another room with a Secret Service agent. But wherever Barack Obama was, let me tell you, he was nervous. He dreaded getting up. He dreaded doing anything that was going to impact the economy because he didn't know what was going to happen. Trump is as certain about what is going to happen in this economy as you could possibly be. Whether you like it or not, I'm talking about leftists, whether they like it or not, he knows where it's going. And you want to know why? He's already getting it there. So here's what Chuck Schumer says. It's time to stop tweeting and start leading.
This from a guy who just watched the worst presidency in the history of America and then watched the best year, first year president in his life. Chuck Schumer just did. So did you. So did the rest of America. And so did the world. And so you've got Chuck Schumer saying he needs to quit tweeting and start leading. Because you know what he's telling you? His tweeting is leading. That's what. Do you know the logic? I'm not going to take you through it. Chuck Schumer's telling you what Trump is doing in his tweet. So anyway, President Trump went to lunch with the GOP senators at the Capitol and declared it a love fest. Oh my goodness. They're unifying. What Donald Trump has been able to do is he's taken a bunch of naysayers, Jeff Flake, Corker, all of them, all these rhinos, and he's saying to them, you eventually are going to follow me whether you like it or not. And I want you to I want to recap what's happened. Corker's leaving, but he's still on board. Flake is leaving, but he's still on board. What's happened since then? He's CNN's in the tank. Media's in triage. So he doesn't have to worry about them. They can say whatever they want. He can deflect on them. He's even gone international on CNN. They're exporting nonsense. This is what they do. He's not just beating up CNN domestically. He's beating them up internationally. Don't pay attention to them. Do you think the international media cares more about what CNN does or more about what Donald Trump does? I'll ask the question that way. What do you think is going to happen? Somebody is going to fill the void that when CNN's declared nonsense overseas, that you can't believe them anywhere in the world, watch what happens. ESPN just laid off 150 people, 2% of their workforce. You think that was by accident? Look, the stock market is going through the roof. Companies are just, I mean, it's a bullish market. But everything that Donald Trump says is negative, is struggling. Even the stocks that, I mean, while the stock market booms, you look at what the people, I mean, Target had a good report, but they're retail, and that's what they're supposed to do. But look at the ones that Donald Trump went after that aren't involved. I mean, they're in retail because even Starbucks is. But they didn't get the boost that they would have gotten. But look at the ones that aren't related to that, ESPN, CNN, Disney, whatever, all hit in a booming market. In a booming market, ESPN is laying off. I could go on. So the Republicans see the writing on the wall. Either you're going to work for the American people and you're going to pass the Trump agenda and you're going to get rid of this nonsense of thinking that there's some muscle memory left for Barack Obama, or you're going to get bulldozed. And I love it. I'm so excited. Going into a year, I mean, as we're looking at the Christmas vacation time and New Year's, I haven't been this excited to go into a new year in more than a decade. And maybe many of you will say the same thing. You're watching politics realign. And now, if I said to you that Donald Trump will have politics cleaned up in his first term, no way. He'll have it to where it's more visible and transparent, and then the sneaky stuff will happen again, and we got to get another person in 2024 who's going to be just like him, because it will be easy to go back. But I want you to understand everything that's been uncovered by Trump, and we're really going to get into it in the next hour when we talk about the CFPB. You won't believe what these people have done. But the takeaway here is, party line, 12 to 11 vote, the Senate Budget Committee advanced the tax measure to the full Senate, including wavering Republicans who went with Trump. Now it goes to the full Senate. Trump will get his tax plan. Just watch.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.